We have the very excellent Sergeant Slaughter on the phone. Good morning, sir.
As you were, rise and shine. Another day to listen up to Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Oh, we're keeping that forever.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, and on PLR 99.1.
Thank you. You know, you have a long history with PLR. I don't know if you remember that, but you used to come and do a lot of food drives for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to live in Weston, Connecticut.
Okay.
I had the barracks over there and did a lot of work with your fine people there. Bunch of maggots, but fine people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we describe them as well.
Yeah, that's us. That's us. You know, a long line of maggots.
No, but you have a big heart. And, you know, you've done a lot of community work here when you were living in Connecticut, so thank you for that.
No, I really appreciate that compliment. I had some great visits. There's a couple of people out there. I don't know if it was me or not, but Eric over there in Waterbury or somewhere had terminal cancer, took him to Disney World, and as far as I know, he's still living.
Nice.
That was about 20 years ago.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, he's done so much.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
I heard that name. I'm like, oh, my God, I have a personal connection just listening to all of the times he was at food drives and toy drives and helping kids.
Yep.
And, you know,
so it's all about.
For as badass as this guy is, he's had a big, big, beautiful heart.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
He's at Terrificon this weekend. Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes, it's this weekend, starting Friday over at the Mohegan Sun Convention Center.
Yep.
We start at 1:30 on Friday, go to 8 o'clock, and Saturday and Sunday also. I think we start at 10 o'clock both days, and we'll be there until the sun goes down or everybody's done getting their autographs and photos and possibly getting in a Cobra Clutch Challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, the Cobra Clutch.
We have the Cobra Clutch Challenge now, you know, where if you survive the Cobra Clutch by Sergeant Slaughter, you get my prestigious challenge coin.
Nice.
If you
survive it, though.
Very popular item these days.
Yeah, the word.
Why
if,
do
of
I
course,
picture
all the wonderful G.I. Joe and pro wrestling figures and magazines and all the things that we have accumulated over the years. Great time to come by, get those autographed, and get a photo. Good time.
Why do I picture a dumpster next to your table for the people who didn't survive the Cobra Clutch? It's like, yep, just throw another one in the dumpster.
Into the trash heap with you.
I gave away 3 coins, though.
That's where you belong, with the maggots.
15 people tried. Only 3 coins went out.
Right.
As they say, you know, we have fans of all ages. I've put the Cobra Clutch on, I think the baby was about 12 months old.
Yeah,
and we got them. Got him in the Cobra Clutch,
right?
And he survived, so I don't think it's too bad of a thing.
He walks a limp now, but otherwise, okay.
He's got the longest neck you can imagine.
But he's really happy, though. He's really happy, though.
There's 4.
Andre and Derby.
I'm surprised.
How are you guys?
Jazz and AJ don't have a challenge toy.
Oh yeah.
Now AJ, you're going, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yep.
Well, then
you're going to stop by. You got to get the challenge coins.
Okay.
Slaughter.
Right. At the earnest challenge coin.
You can't buy it. You can't buy it.
Right.
You can't buy those. You got to earn them.
Right. Okay, so how much pain will I endure?
Exactly. I'm picturing you walking away like Wile E. Coyote when he hits into the canyon.
Hey,
just
if you can fix my back, man, you can keep the coin.
Oh, there you go. That'd be great.
You can keep the coin.
Sergeant Slaughter, that's a whole better marketing for you. Let the Cobra Clutch solve your back problems.
Yeah, Cobra Chiropractic.
There you go.
Sergeant Slaughter's on. He's at Mohegan Sun this weekend at Terrificon. Please stop by the booth, say hello to him, thank him for everything he's done for Connecticut charities. Andre and Derby, you have a question for the sergeant?
Yeah, what's up, Sergeant? How you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
My question is, My question is, how'd you get the whole thing set up with the G.I. Joe figures and everything? I remember that as a kid. I saw that. I'm like, wow, that's wild. But like, how did that whole, affiliation start?
Yeah, well, we were going up against the Iron Sheik, 1984, and I declared war on him. I had enough of what was going on. And, we never got a payback for what Khomeini did over there to all of our troops and the killing of the Marines at the embassy and the hostage right. situation. And I asked Mr. McMahon, is there any way I can go after the Iron Sheik and get some payback? He said, whenever you're ready.
Nice.
And so, of course, I was the biggest villain they had at that time. And from 1 hour to the next, I became the biggest villain to the greatest hero of
That's
all time,
so
and
cool.
Hasbro
so cool.
happened to see that, and they were looking for a new direction where they wanted to have a real live character in all their G.I. Joe animated series, and contacted me, and that's how we got into the G.I. Joe. Of course, I had to leave the WWF at that time because they had LJN as their toy company, and it was a conflict of interest. So I had to leave for a while, but 6 years I left the WWF and pursued being the first living G.I. Joe.
Wow.
No.
That's pretty cool.
Oh,
cool.
I thought Iron Sheik was a brand of condoms.
Came back, of course. And, came back in 91. WWE and Vince McMahon decided they wanted to make me a villain again and had me be the Iraqi sympathizer, which was a whole lot of fun. And I went up against the Ultimate Puke, the Ultimate Warrior. I won the title from him. And then Hulk Hogan, the Immortal Slime, and I went around the country. And
it's his birthday.
It's
his birthday.
In L.A.
Wow.
It's the Hulk's birthday today.
It was the other day, yeah. I saw all the Admiration Society.
Oh, I thought it was today.
No, the 11th.
Yeah. I think it was last week. But anyway, it said happy birthday, Hulk Hogan. So I sent it back a message, and I said, Hulk who?
Which I'm sure you appreciated.
Got a lot of response on that one.
Nice.
Sergeant Slaughter's on. He's at Terrificon this weekend at Mohegan Sun. Did you say you wrestled someone named Puke?
Puke. They're all pukes.
That's me every Saturday night.
Because that's a secret weapon I wouldn't want to deal with. I mean, you win the match on that one.
I try not to puke.
Yeah. Hey, Andre, thanks for calling in.
Puke. I called the Ultimate Warrior.
Nice.
The Ultimate Warrior was the ultimate puke in my eyes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Right.
T on the road.
How he treated his fans.
Hey, T.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on with Sergeant Slaughter. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a story. When I was a kid about 40 years up in Stanford when it was the WWF, I was at my middle school, and all of a sudden, a camouflage limousine pulls up in front of our school, and Sergeant Slaughter comes out. Every kid was pressed against the front glass windows of that building. And the Iron Sheik came out, and they did a little display. That's back when they used to, tour around and do promotions and get everybody excited. It drove the entire school wild.
Wow.
Not one person cracked a book that day. He was amazing.
Yeah,
that's great.
Cool.
That's
cool. He was really amazing, and I'm glad I'm able to say this. Thank you for making my childhood special.
Oh,
you're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate that. You put a smile on my heart.
What a cool call.
Have a lot great of those day, guys.
Thank you, T.
Taz, AJ, love you.
Love you too, man.
All right. You're dismissed. You're dismissed. Get back to the classroom.
I think he graduated by now, I hope.
Graduated yet? I mean, did he get out? We went up to West Point one time with a camouflage limo.
Nice.
And We were there for about 2 hours and caused quite a havoc up there. And as we were leaving, the general was in a Jeep waiting for us to leave, and he got out, and I got out, and he said, thank you so much for being here, but you're never invited back. He said, I've never seen anything like this. They're jumping out the windows. He said, I can't control them.
Wow.
I said, well, if you need me to go back and control them, I will. He said, no, thanks.
It's my job.
I get paid.
I get paid for this.
Yeah. Sergeant Slaughter's on. Robin Manorville.
Sergeant, I want to thank you for entertaining me throughout my childhood. And I just wanted to ask, what's your favorite moment with DX and your least favorite moment with DX?
With DX, you know, back when we were doing all our career, we didn't have scripts and everything was ad-libbed. So that was the fun part about it. Vince McMahon came to me. Gorilla Monsoon was sick. And wanted to know if I would be the commissioner because Gorilla Monsoon was kind of the guy that kind of ran the place there for a while. So I said, yeah, I'll do it. He said, well, here's a stipulation. I want you to wear a suit. You can't wear any of your G.I. Joe or Sergeant Slaughter things. And I said, yeah. And he said, you can't use the Slaughter cannon. You can't use the Cobra clutch. And he said, basically, that's it. I said, well, that gives me a lot of, you know, I get a, go to the OK Corral without a weapon. You
seriously,
know?
Yeah.
But it was fun. You know, we used to try to make each other laugh, you know, and that was kind of the part of our entertaining each other. So one night I was walking into the ring. I guess this is one of my favorite times, funny times. I go to give DX, you know, the law, and they're standing in the ring, and I see two bags sitting on the apron of the ring. And so I look up right away to see if I'm going to get slimed or something. So I didn't see any thing above the ring, so I got in. And, of course, when I yell and scream because of my bite and everything, a lot of saliva comes flying out of my mouth. So I started giving them the riot act. And they said, hold it, Sarge, hold it. And they reached into these paper bags and put clear shields, welding shields on. from hitting him in the face. And I kind of looked at him. And I said, yeah, that's funny. Ha ha. But it didn't, you know, do anything to me. So I continued. And they said, hold it, Sarge, hang on. And they pushed a couple of buttons and the windshield wipers started going on.
I remember that.
That almost of the 45 years that I wrestled, that almost made me burst out laughing.
Nice.
But I thought of the worst things I could and didn't laugh. And so when they took those, finally took those helmets off, shields off, I spit all over them. I mean, that was an extra couple of gallons there in my throat. And they started backing up and jumping out of the ring, and they started calling me Sergeant Slobber. But I guess the worst part about DX was you never knew what they were gonna do, and so that kind of made it interesting. And I set up a match one time where they were supposed to wrestle each other, and of course they did this crazy thing, and Shawn Michaels fell down, and Triple H covered him 1-2-3. They didn't even do anything, and they had to have their match like that. But it was always an interesting, fun time with those guys.
Yeah, you try to get the fast one on them, and then they pull the fast one on you. You're like, you're going to fight each other now. And they're like, no, we're not. We're just going to run and pin.
Nice.
Right. The only one I refused to wrestle.
What?
Maggot.
The only one I maggot too before you leave
me. Oh, can you call him a maggot?
Right.
I hit the jump button. I thought he said something else.
I think we all heard something else.
No, I heard maggot. I heard maggot.
Yeah. What is he, a hair lip or something?
Can you call Rob a maggot before we hang up with him?
Yeah.
Rob, you're a maggot.
Nice.
A scum and a slime.
I take that with honor, sir. God bless you.
Okay.
Rob, we just made your life.
Yay.
Thank you. We got to go, but before we go, Sergeant Slaughter, do you have a Andre the Giant beer drinking story?
Oh, I get too many of them. The best one I can remember was Well, I remember them all. Some of them I don't remember because we had a little too many beers. But Andre was on an airplane one time, and we were heading from New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, over to Japan. And Andre liked to play cards. And so he was up in first class, of course. And I come walking on the plane. He put his arm across my path. He said, "You sit here." I said, "No, I got a ticket in the back." "No, I have two seats, so you sit here."
Never him, though.
they used to take the thing out of the middle of the seat so he could sit there. So we're playing and having a good time. And what's his name? Haystack Calhoun,
oh, wow.
600-pound wrestler, was on the other aisle from us. And Andre didn't like him at all because a lot of the battle royals, he had to end up with him in the ring. So Haystack falls asleep, and they bring our food, and we eat, and I get up to go to the bathroom, and I come back, and Andre's kind of smiling and giggling, and pretty soon Haystack wakes up, and Andre's kind of laughing, and Haystack sees his food, he starts eating it, and about a half hour, the cowbell starts ringing in his seat there, above his seat, and the stewardess came over, and she says, "May I help you?" He says, "I've got to use the bathroom, ma'am." She said, "Oh, yeah, well, it's right over here." He says, "I'm 600 pounds. I don't fit in the bathroom."
Oh, no.
She said, "Oh, yeah, I could see that. So what do you normally do?" He says, "I don't know, but I've got to go to the bathroom right now."
Oh, my God.
No. Terror 30,000 feet.
She runs back, comes over, brings the captain. Captain's got the plane on autopilot. And he goes, "What's the problem?" "I've got to go to the bathroom." He was a country boy, you know, Haystack. And he said, "Well, what do we do?" He says, "I don't know. It's got to do it quick. It's got to do it quick." So they went in the galley and they took a bunch of plastic bags and cut them and made a shield like a tent.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Took a big trash can and put some more in there so he could use that for the toilet. And so he gets up, and Andre's kind of smiling and smiling. And all of a sudden, we hear this gut-wrenching sound. And I started to laugh. I said, "Oh, that poor guy, you know, here he had to go to the bathroom." And Andre's laughing. And I said, "What is so funny?" He said, "I put X-Lax in his food." I said, "What?" "I put X-Lax in his food."
Oh, my God.
And I started to laugh, and I quit laughing when the stench started floating back.
And there's no place for it to go. And you're stuck with that.
Almost puked my guts out. But that's not a beer drinking story, but that was one of Andre's fun stories that I always remember.
You can't forget.
Sergeant Slaughter, thank you for everything you've done for Connecticut and for kids all around the world. And
yeah.
Thanks for coming on, and looking forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday at Mohegan Sun for Terrificon. Thank you.
Yes, appreciate you having me on, and hope to see everybody there. Don't miss your opportunity to come by, say hello, get a Cobra Clutch, get a challenge coin, bring all your wrestling, Sergeant Slaughter wrestling, and G.I. Joe collectibles, get them signed. And,
oh, how cool.
Nice. And,
we'll talk about everything that's going on.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No push-ups for you guys.
Thank you, sir.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.